Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Big news today is weather. Governor Brian Kemp announced earlier today that state offices in 35 counties in North Georgia will be closed tomorrow ahead of a potential winter storm. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
People living in the northern part of the state could get about 1 to 2 inches of snow on Tuesday. But Georgia Department of Transportation Commissioner Russell McMurray says they're more concerned about black ice.
In this situation, the accumulation is not the critical thing. It is potential melt and then refreeze that can happen with these really cold temperatures dropping into the 20s overnight until Wednesday morning.
McMurray says starting Tuesday morning, GDOT crews will begin pre-treating the over 6,000 miles of roads and highways in areas that could be impacted. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Dozens of Georgia school systems will also be closed tomorrow. They include Atlanta Public Schools, Fulton, Cobb, DeKalb, Clayton, and Cherokee counties. Many city governments are also closed tomorrow. Meanwhile, Delta Airlines is offering waivers to travelers coming through Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, this ahead of winter weather. The waiver allows customers traveling to, from, or through Atlanta to change their travel plans for free. Delta is making the same offer to travelers at 28 other northeastern airports. A federal judge has sentenced a former high-ranking Atlanta city official to nearly 2 years in prison for accepting bribes. Katrina Taylor Parks pleaded guilty in August to accepting thousands of dollars from a city vendor in exchange for city work. She was former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed's deputy chief of staff from 2010 to 2018. Parks is the fifth person sentenced to prison as part of an ongoing federal investigation into corruption at Atlanta City Hall. She must also pay $15,000 in restitution. National Football League and Atlanta City leaders officially welcomed Super Bowl 53 today. The Super Bowl experience, an NFL-themed park in the Georgia World Congress Center, opened over the weekend. And Peter O'Reilly with the NFL says they'll make sure people are still able to go despite the winter weather moving in tomorrow.
For those fans who have tickets on Tuesday and aren't able to make it down tomorrow, those will be accepted on Wednesday.
Both the New England Patriots and Los Angeles Rams have already arrived in Atlanta. The game is Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.